This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm excited about these hot dogs that I bought earlier today.
Well, a lot of people don't know, but that's usually the first answer you give, and we have to edit that out.
Yeah, because who wants to hear the same hot dog? You said but they're different hot dogs every week, Tom.
You said it in the first episode. It's like, oh, that, yeah, okay, good, hey, good start to the
podcast.
Go back
to 2009.
Yeah, and then you said in the second one, it was like, all right, well, maybe he's trying to get a catchphrase going.
And you were, to his credit, that's a different hot dog.
Right. I was like, hey, who am I to judge? But here we are hundreds of episodes later, and it's had to be edited out every time.
Well, not this time. This is an exciting day for me, Tom. You're excited about these hot dogs. Yeah, I was telling you these.
You know what? I'm a little excited. You did invite me over your house to have some hot dogs.
Yeah, and I did say like I'd like to have you guys over for some hot dogs, and you mocked me.
I mean, it's a funny because you don't have a grill or anything. You just be.
I have a cast iron grill pan.
Yeah, come on, but that's not like a grill. I'm talking about like outside. Yeah, if you were having a barbecue, you could say, hey, come over for some hot dogs. But I'm not going to come over for some hot dogs from your kitchen in the middle of the week or whatever.
Well, who said it was the middle of the week?
You're going to have me over for hot dogs on a Saturday night?
Hell yeah. Saturday night's hot dog night.
I don't
in my
know.
House,
These are going to have to be pretty good hot dogs.
Well, here's the thing. They're veggie dogs.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Even though, hey, who even knows if it's meat in hot dogs, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's meat.
Yeah.
It's the most disgusting parts of meat, in fact.
So I eat veggie dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we've gone on record saying veggie dogs just as good as hot dogs.
Yeah, because they're still just putting the sodium nitrate in there.
Yeah, you get the nitrites. Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
It's something bad.
Right.
You put that in tofu, it tastes like a hot dog.
Yeah.
But this is, this is not an ad. Because I don't even know if I like these. These might make us both barf at my hot dog party.
Could make
party
us both very
night.
Sick. Could kill us.
Yeah. Impossible hot dogs.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make them the Impossible Corporation is going for verisimilitude. What?
I should mention when I said they could kill us, it's because both of us have a track record of not chewing our hot dogs well enough.
That's actually true for me. I'm kind of
you get
bummed.
Too excited.
I'm kind of bummed because at the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
John Mulaney did a very funny bit about Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And got it back into the zeitgeist.
Uh-huh.
But he talked about when Gabby Hoffman chokes on the hot dog. I think every time I've been around hot dogs, I talk about how I can't be around a hot dog without thinking about Gabby Hoffman
choking on the hot dog
in Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And now everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw that Mulaney bit too, Tim.
Yeah.
I had to retire my famous hot dog bit, Tom.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? Forget it. Don't come over for hot dogs.
Wow.
I'm not going to have anything to talk about.
Wow. After I don't know how many hundreds of episodes you bring up hot dogs to find out this is what's finally going to end the streak.
What do you like on your dog? What should I get? What should I pick up at the store?
If the sky was the limit.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
You're a guest. The sky's the limit.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a chili dog with some cheese and some onions on there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of chili? Does it need to be a meat chili?
No.
Okay, because I always got a chili. I got a chili all the time going in my house.
That doesn't sound safe.
Or chili house. Yeah, I know. It's just the burner is on 24 hours a day, keeping that pot.
When it gets low, you just add more chili. Yeah, but you don't
empty it
completely.
Put some more beans in there. No, it's hot all the time. It's going to go bad? No, it's not going to go bad.
There's like some soup in China that's like that. That's been going for a long time.
You're always talking about the soup in China, Tom.
No, I saw, like a Instagram reel or TikTok or something where it was like, they've been serving the same soup.
I mean, can it go bad if it's just simmering?
Unclear.
If anything, it's just the flavor's getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the idea. That's like a big bowl of soup and, they replenish it, but they never completely run out of it before.
It's like a sourdough starter.
Yeah. A ship of Theseus.
I don't know what that is.
That's like if you replace every part of a ship, is it still the same ship over time?
Mm-hmm. No, but this is the opposite because there is always something.
There's always. But I mean, there got to be some molecules in there.
Maybe. We can't know for sure.
Yeah. My other hot dog.
How does the eternal flame work? Anyway, go on.
I think it's just gas.
I think it's just gas too. Yeah. But
why'd they bury him if he had so much gas in him?
Oh, it's a memorial.
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
Okay, yeah, no. I was like, bury who? I was working it out in my head.
Right, and I was trying to imply that he's been farting ever since he died.
Mm-hmm. A farting dead man.
A farting dead man.
Have a little respect, Tom.
Well, a farting dead man's one of the funniest dead men.
I'm sorry, you were going to say something more about hot dogs.
I don't think so, but I watched this other thing recently where I was going to say the other hot dog I want. Ketchup, mustard, and also onions, please.
Okay, what kind of onions?
Like the hot dog onions, not the chopped onions that I want on the other guy.
Okay.
The
chili cheese dog.
Yeah, what do you call the like,
What are they? They're like stewed.
They're like
kind
of red. It's like in a sauce, kind of.
Yeah, what do they do?
Like a ketchup sauce? I don't know, but I like those onions too.
I like those onions too. I'll look them up.
Yeah. I mean, I've been eating more onions lately. They're great.
Onions?
And I already ate lots of onions.
Yeah, I haven't known you to avoid onions, Tom.
No. But I've just been putting them on more things, even if I'm like, turkey sandwich. I'm going to put some onions on there.
Tom. Have you been, how do you feel about pickled red onions?
I don't buy them for myself, but I'll accept them as a gift.
Tom, here's what I'm going to do. I'll send you just the instructions for quick pickling some red onions. As soon as, it's so easy.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. You're going to put it on everything. You're going to be like, I need a constant, much like Tim's never-ending chili bowl.
I need a never-ending pickled onions bowl.
Yeah, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Great on chili, by the way.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. It's probably great on anything.
But like, if you're looking, if you're expanding your onion intake, go into the pickles.
All right. I saw this lady, I watched this, this documentary on Netflix called, The Octopus Murders.
Mm-hmm.
Very confusing, very like CIA conspiracy thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of those documentaries where it's like some of it's really good and then some of it's like, all right, now we're going to get into the details. And 20 minutes later, you're like, hey, but yeah, I'm going to go to bed. This is boring. This is so boring. But there was one part where this lady said, I think it was like, I forget what her role and everything was, but that the CIA took her in a room and they were like, watch this. And they had like a full screen projector and it was the Zapruder film.
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, no, I've seen this. Yeah, this. No, you haven't seen this. This is the real version. And in this version, she said, the driver turns around and shoots Kennedy clear as day. And they're like, yeah, that's the real one, like the one you've seen, that's Doctor. And she was like, so I just thought if they have the ability to do that, and I'm screaming at the TV, if they have the ability to do that, then they could have just made that video and showed it to you to make you think, like, come on, lady.
Right.
Nobody else says, oh, yeah, I saw the guy turn around and shoot Kennedy. Why would they do it that way?
I don't know, Tom. Yeah, you wouldn't need to like drive around a car
in
public.
Just go into the Oval Office and shoot him in the head. I mean, I guess they wanted to make it so public, but yeah, it didn't make any sense. I was like, I've heard a lot of theories about who killed Kennedy. I've never heard the driver turned around.
So this random psychopath lady on this documentary.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think she's, I don't put words in my mouth. I don't know if she's a psychopath. And I don't think she's lying. I think somebody could have shown her this, but I think it's much more likely they made that.
Right.
Instead of making, this is the real one. Yeah. Instead of, yeah, making the Zapruder. Yeah, especially, it's like they.
How the hell?
In
why
the 60s, they did that, you're telling me?
Didn't you start a whole other podcast to talk about this stuff?
No, we haven't talked about JFK, so. And I know you like him from the. The Billy Joel
yeah,
song.
Yeah, that's all I know. That's I didn't know that he was a real guy.
Wait a minute. This is president?
Yeah.
Tim, this week we're talking about toothpaste.
Yeah.
Finally.
We've been building up for years. Yeah. Hot dogs and toothpaste.
Let me tell you why I want to talk about toothpaste this week.
Okay. Yeah, because I had suggested another episode topic, and you were like, "Oh yeah, but that's good." But how about toothpaste, though?
Yeah,
it seems to be a lot of scuttlebutt around toothpaste.
Yeah, well, we don't want to mention what the other. I think we're going to do the other topic next week, and we don't want people getting so excited when they hear that they can't even focus on the toothpaste, which you would think would be impossible.
Well, here's a hint. The topics don't, go hand in hand.
A little bit. It's not toothbrushes.
Anyway.
It's teeth. it's tooth powder.
Tooth powder.
You don't know about tooth powder?
We'll learn about it. Yeah, why are we doing toothpaste this week?
We're doing toothpaste, Tim, because I ran out of toothpaste this week.
Okay. And you live next door to a grocery store.
I know.
Store. Okay.
So here's... And that... Tim, it's all connected. It all ties together to tell one cohesive story. So I ran out of toothpaste and like bad. Like I had already squeezed out of this thing. Maybe
You can be quote unquote out of toothpaste and still get by for another few days.
This was like 2 days of me unrolling the whole thing and like starting again.
Just walk.
I know, but it was like... I would realize either late at night when I'm brushing my teeth or early in the morning and be like, oh, shit. Well, I got to make do with what I have.
Right.
And then forget
it. And
then
do nothing about it.
Yeah. And then immediately forget about it as soon as the problem's solved. So I said to myself, self, order some more toothpaste, you know? Because I order it online first I said to myself,
you get your toothpaste online.
Yeah, it's internet toothpaste, Tim.
It's cyber toothpaste.
Yeah, I get Wi-Fi through it. Here's the problem with ordering things like toothpaste online. I order
you don't need to, and it's stupid.
No, well, in a way, yes.
It's adding a lot more unnecessary steps.
Well, here's what it is that I will order. I mean, I'll try and order it with other stuff so that, you know, it's not just like a one trip just for my toothpaste. Mm-hmm. But I'll order a 4-pack, and it's much less expensive when you order it that way.
Right, buying in bulk.
Yeah, but then the problem is I don't know what I did with the other 3.
Wait.
What?
You don't keep them somewhere?
I keep them somewhere. You know what?
Tom, we live in New York City apartments. Uh-huh. Have you ever been looking for something and you're just like... There's only 3 places it can be.
All the time. I'm like, it's either in this closet, it's under the bed, or it's like on the table.
Yeah.
I don't know where else it can be.
That's when it really gets you, because it's like, oh, this thing that I'm looking for has been in plain sight for the last 6 months. It's just like blending into the decor.
Yeah, I just can't see it at this point anymore. Hmm. I mean, Tim, that happens to me all the time. And it's so, like, I get to the point where I go, all right, how long would it take me to pull everything in my apartment out? An hour? 2 hours?
Yeah, not that long.
Yeah, but, you know, it's putting everything back. Hmm. But anyway, having had run into this problem multiple times, I knew more or less where my toothpaste could be. So I looked, and then I went online to see, all right, when did I order that toothpaste? I forget when it was, but it was long enough ago that I thought, okay, I could have gone through four tubes in five
really?
Years.
Really? How long?
No, not 5 years.
Let me ask you a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you and your fiance share a tube of toothpaste?
No.
Okay.
Unless one of us is out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, it's
which,
not like...
Which is what
is
I
a,
got
This is a
one-man
tube that you're talking
yeah.
about. Okay. Because that could last months and months.
I know. I went to use hers as a backup, and she was out. So then immediately I thought, that's why I'm out. She ran out, and she's been using all of mine. Kicked open the door
her?
In the middle of the night. No. So yeah, usually we don't, we have different preferences in our toothpaste, which again, I'll get to. I know everybody's, what are they? Tell us what they are.
I'm interested.
I'll give you a taste. I'll tell you what Laura's toothpaste is. It's Sensodyne. She has sensitive teeth.
Sensitive teeth for a sensitive gal.
Yeah. So she uses Sensodyne.
That's not my bag, baby. That's not my bag. I've been watching a lot of Austin Powers lately.
I know you have. I can't feel anything on my teeth, so I'll take whatever.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Your teeth aren't supposed to have feelings.
No, you can feel stuff on your teeth.
I have very sensitive
teeth. I'm tapping my teeth.
But I don't use Sensodyne because I don't want to project weakness in my household.
Right. Your son catches a glimpse of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. If he ever sees me eating a popsicle, I bite into it and keep a keep stone faced.
I knew it. The old man's weak. So anyway, I now know, okay, I need more toothpaste. So I order more toothpaste online.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's the problem with online, Tim. Online isn't now.
I know.
You know, I need something now.
I mean, it depends. It depends on what you're... If it's a video, you generally get to watch it, right?
Yes.
In the moment.
Digital
that you click.
Things you purchase online, you can often consume right away. Unless it's a pre-order.
Oh, yeah. Pre-ordering something digital.
Well, you ever miss out on a digital pre-order, Tim? You can't even get the thing? All sold out. Digital pre look, I get it. I've not very often, but I haven't
pre-ordered anything in my whole life.
I've pre-ordered digital things if they're things that I've pre-ordered books digitally that I know I'm going to want to read, but that I'm going to forget about by the time they come out, especially like sometimes books get announced, a year before they're coming out.
That should be illegal.
Yeah.
This is like, all right. And by the time the book comes out, like, I think part of me is like, I'm excited about this book because I know I don't have to read it. I don't have to like sit down and do anything about it.
So
right?
You do like it. You like when something gets pre-announced?
I think I like when it's like, my book comes out in like 18 months. Here's like the publisher. You know how they have the like publisher's announcement? So
yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I wish I could read this now. Mm-hmm. But like, that's just my brain being like, yeah, we're smart, right, Tim? And I'm like, yeah, brain, we're smart. But like, if the book, it's like, if I had first heard about this book, I'd be like, I wouldn't buy this book right now if it was available right now.
Yes.
I think I like being like, oh, it's a shame I can't read. Oh, I wish I could read it now.
I have had that happen with things where I've thought there were publisher's announcements, but it's like, oh, no, it actually came out. And I'm like, I'll check it out later. Yeah. I'll see how the reviews are.
And it's not for anyone's benefit. It's not to make me look smarter. And this all happens in my head. It's like... I'm like trying to trick myself into thinking I'm smarter and more erudite than
I am. I can see that.
Yeah.
So I'll pre-order that kind of stuff, and then like games I'll pre-order sometimes. So well, definitely I mostly buy games physically so I can get them on the day.
Right.
But occasionally, if I pre-order a game digitally, it's because sometimes these games nowadays are like 100 gigabytes and it's going to take forever. But if you pre-order, you can download it early and then it just unlocks. But anyway, for the most part, I don't pre-order things.
Video games.
Nowadays, Tim, I wait till the video games have been out for a few months and they get a lot cheaper.
I'm not like, I can't think of anything that I would pre-order, like any kind of product or anything.
What if a new toothpaste is coming out?
I don't. I like the toothpaste I got, and I'm stop trying to trick me into revealing my preferred toothpaste too early.
That has the second half of the show is when we'll get into that kind of detail. But anyway, as you said, Tim, I ordered this toothpaste. It wouldn't come for 2 days, two whole days.
Tom, honestly, like, how long would it take you to walk down?
Well, if you'd maybe listened to me, I would tell you that I went to the supermarket to buy some toothpaste in the meantime.
You didn't say this already, did you?
No.
Okay. You kind of phrased it like you said that already.
No, because I'm just telling you that, you know, I was completely out. I ordered more, but it would take 2 days.
Right.
I need something in the meantime, so I said, I'll go.
Cancel the order. Go down there and get the thing.
No, because I don't need to cancel the order, because my thinking was, well, I can go buy a tube of the other toothpaste when it comes. It's not going to go bad.
You're going to lose it, remember?
But I'm going to lose three of them anyway, so if I lose four, what's big deal? But anyway, Tim, we're finally getting to it. This is what prompted me to make a... to say we gotta do a special on toothpaste. I consider all these episodes specials.
Oh yeah, no, me too. I think that these episodes merit that.
Yeah, toothpaste, Tim. The prices are all over the place nowadays. It's insane.
If I had known this is what you wanted to talk about.
So here's, again, I'm not going to tell you what toothpaste I bought through ordering yet, but I'll tell you this. I think four tubes of it were around $15.
Okay.
So around like three.
Dirt dog toothpaste.
$3.50 to like $4 a tube, which I think is reasonable. I think that's
fair
okay.
Price, yeah.
The toothpaste at the store, Tim, it ranged from $9 at the high end, which, like, honestly, I was kind of expecting, you know, I'm at the supermarket and they have like weird markups on certain things, especially like anything to do with like anything that's not food. I don't know if they're mad, if they feel like we shouldn't even have this. We're just for food.
Yeah, they're petulant about it. Yeah. They're like, well, we're going to make it real expensive.
Yeah, so they make it very expensive. All the way down to, Tim, I bought a tube of toothpaste, a big one too, like a, I don't know, like a normal size, I guess. Maybe a little bit bigger. I'll show you during the break.
Thank you.
Tim, I want just the listeners being excited about finding out what. I want you to be excited too.
I'm pretty psyched right now. Yeah,
Tim, I bought a tube of toothpaste because, again, I knew my good toothpaste was coming.
Say the price.
I knew the good toothpaste was coming, so I didn't want to spend a lot of money. So I bought the cheapest toothpaste they had there, $2.19.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's life in Joe Brandon's America, my friend.
Wait, so he's making toothpaste cheaper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oral health, important
usually
to the old
when I hear
man,
people talk about folks. Joe Brandon, they're saying bad things he did.
No, I mean, that's just the man's name.
I don't think that is the man's name. I know.
I get most of my news from bumper stickers.
Well, he's not on the ballot. I guess I'll just have to write him in. Joe Brandon. Keep it up.
Brandon, keep those $2.09 tubes flowing.
$2.19.
Oh, well, then forget it.
But don't you find that crazy, the gulf in prices there?
You know what? It depends.
Cheapest, like, to most expensive, it's almost a 500% increase.
I will say this, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll find that amongst a lot of different products where there's a range. And I think toothpaste is specific because, like, oral health is a weird thing, right? Like, dental health, because, like, it's health, but it's not,
but
like,
it's oral.
But, like, dentists, like, aren't covered. Like, it's not covered by health insurance.
Yeah, you need different insurance.
Yeah, so it's, like, a health thing, but it's, like, ancillary
For anybody that's not in America that doesn't know, like, health insurance and dental insurance are very often two completely separate things, usually provided by your job if you have a job that offers health insurance. But I remember when I worked for a startup, we had bad health insurance and no dental.
Right.
And then when I worked for one of the biggest companies in the world, we had like unbelievable medical and unbelievable dental that covered everything.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, people take that seriously.
Yeah.
But it's not like there, it's like less of like an authority than there is on like other aspects of
your
health. I don't
understand what you're, oh,
you know, like,
no, I don't.
Like, people separate, mm-hmm. you know, maintenance of their mouth from like,
everything
I'm
else.
Sick or like I need a prescription or something, uh-huh. right? What I'm saying is there's a lot of room for marketing to get in here and be like, hey, like, most toothpaste are like exactly the fucking same.
I mean, that and was my whole thing. And like, I thought, how different, like, could they be?
Can we put some sort of like crystals in here that don't do anything? And then like, so like, I think there is that fluctuation or that big gulf, because like, they're like, oh, let's get the rubes to think that the premium stuff is like real premium. Yeah. And then like, everybody needs to buy toothpaste, so we'll give the no frills stuff, but we'll make that real, like, for jackasses who, like Tom, who are just waiting for their real toothpaste to come. You know what I mean?
I don't understand what that has to do with Big Gulp.
With what?
You said there was a Big Gulp?
A Big Gulf. Big Gulp. It fucks up your teeth.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, not if it's water.
Oh, Big Gulp.
Full of water.
Full of water. Well, you get that for free. Nah, actually, the cups are inventory. Yeah, uh-huh, I think about it. Yeah,
but if you've already bought a Big Gulp, you can fill it with your own water.
You can fill it with
your own soda.
You can fill it with piss if you need to.
Well, I think that would take quite a while, Tim. Those cups are big.
I don't know. Maybe if you drank a whole Big Gulp, where's that gonna go? One. Yeah,
that's true.
You're on a road trip. Right, you can't pull out. You're stuck in traffic.
But yeah, I was just kind of blown away by those.
Yeah, stores. But like, you know, like, there is some quote-unquote premium toothpaste, which I think by and large is a scam.
Yeah. I was honestly expecting $9 toothpaste. I didn't even look at my toothpaste in the grocery store. But I would assume my toothpaste was probably around $7.
Your preferred brand.
My
the
preferred
one
brand,
that
which is
four
why
tubes are coming. To
which
you.
Which was why I ordered it online. That I thought that would be expensive, so I didn't even consider that. I didn't even look at it. I was scanning, looking for what's the cheapest toothpaste.
You essentially paid $15 for one tube of toothpaste, because you're going to lose the other.
I'm not going to lose the other because I already opened one up and I've already started using it because I ain't like the $2 toothpaste.
I know, but you're still going to lose the other three. Where are they?
They're somewhere. They're somewhere in like this half of the apartment now. They're somewhere. Tim, don't worry. They're somewhere safe where I'll be sure to be able to find them. But this toothpaste, it was AIM toothpaste.
AIM.
The $2 toothpaste, which I've seen that brand. I didn't think that was
1987.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like an old brand, but I didn't think it was like a cheap brand.
Yeah. Well, guess what it is?
Yeah. Apparently it is.
AIM. Have you ever seen a commercial for AIM toothpaste?
Yeah, I guess I haven't.
Yeah, maybe on like, let me turn on Empty Nest. It's like during one of, you know, some depressing episode of Empty Nest. Now a word from our sponsor, AIM Toothpaste.
But the AIM Toothpaste, if I didn't like it.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
It tasted like kids' toothpaste.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No.
Does your kid have toothpaste? You brush your kid's teeth?
Yeah.
He ever taste his toothpaste?
He insists he can brush him himself, and he's two.
Come on. Yeah, he's doing a shit job, I'm sure.
He is.
Yeah, but
also,
those,
like,
teeth are going to fall out.
Yeah, it
so
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it'd probably be better. Probably, you know
the
what?
Sooner they fall out, the better.
The sooner those rot out of your head, the richer you'll be from the tooth fairy.
Yeah, the quicker you can get into the real teeth.
Yeah, where the real money is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up. To you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin. Or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tim. Before we get into our toothpaste of choice, let's talk a little bit about the history of toothpaste.
Oh, great.
Tim, according to Wikipedia, ancient Egyptians were among the first to use a paste to clean their teeth as early as 5000 BC.
Wow.
Their toothpaste consisted of powdered oxen hooves, myrrh.
What is myrrh? Does myrrh still exist, or was it only
I think it's just not used for as many things as it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when they brought Jesus myrrh, like Mary and Joseph were like, oh, great, myrrh.
Yeah.
We can really use this. Thank you.
Keep the gold. We need that myrrh and frankincense.
Yeah, frankincense is too spooky. You shouldn't give that to a baby, first
no,
of all.
No, you'll wind up ill, get bolts in his neck. And
yeah,
a flat
or be thrown
head.
Into a river.
Also, eggshells and pumice were in there.
Right.
Now, let me tell you about...
I know, you know what? All that stuff, I never believe it.
What do you mean you never believe it?
I think this is old old wives' tales. Oh, did you know there were eggshells and
no,
hooves?
I think it's just they found like old toothpaste containers and that's what they had in them. They run analysis and they're like, oh, all right. Yeah, I guess that's what people use to clean their teeth. Tim, let me tell you about some more recent things and what toothpaste had in it.
Sure, I'll believe these.
Yeah, and I think one of them you're going to be pretty excited about. In the 1800s, toothpaste commonly contained soap.
Hmm.
You know, to clean your... I guess that makes sense, but yeah. It probably tasted like shit. Probably tasted like soap.
Probably. I don't... You know what? People are upset about the taste of soap. Calm down.
Then don't people. Don't children eat. Are upset. Children being punished for saying cuss words
did
are
you,
upset.
Did you ever have to do that?
No, but one time the, like when I was a kid, I would go to daycare that was run by like a family friend who was like a former teacher, you know, and she had her own kids. So she like started a daycare at her house and I didn't know for like a while that some of the kids were her kids, but one of the times I remember knowing that was because one of the kids got his mouth washed out with soap. And I just remember thinking, like, shit, can this happen to me? Can this lady do this to me? Because she made all of us go into the bathroom to watch it. To, like, you know, teach us a lesson in a way. Yeah. And I remember seeing that and thinking, that stinks. I'm not going to curse. But I think I was also old enough to know, like, this lady's not my mom. She can't do that to me.
Yeah.
But my parents never did it to the best of my right. And considering I can remember somebody else's parents,
you would think that
I would remember it.
Yeah. Huh.
Did it happen to you?
No. Well, I was a good little boy.
Yeah, you were a perfect little angel. Well, you wore that little sailor suit until you were what, 18?
Yeah. I mean, it was a new sailor suit as I grew.
Well, yeah, of course you're going through those things like crazy, but. Yeah, that was a concept.
It was kind of
Tim
my trademark
little,
look. Everybody was like,
He always had the big lolly. And everybody thought, he's a good boy. He couldn't do anything bad.
It was true. I never did. Still to this day, have not done a bad thing in my life.
So that was the 1800s. But here's where I think you'd be interested, Tim. In the early 1900s, some toothpaste contained chalk. And you, on record, want to eat chalk.
I think you're overstating it.
Well, I'm not
overstating. I'm chalk curious, Tom.
Yeah. And it's like a kink thing or something, right?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. That was the other thing you said that gets you real hot.
Oh, really?
I remember you were like, you ever get so hot and bothered thinking about eating chalk? Said no, and then you never, to your credit, you never brought it up again.
I knew I was barking up the wrong tree.
I always think that about like perverts back in the day. Must have been so much harder being a pervert.
It's finding like-minded perverts.
Yeah, like
the internet.
How hard, like, how did you do it? If you were like, I like watching balloons get stepped on.
Yeah.
Like, where do you go for that?
Like, you put it in the newspaper and the...
Yeah, that's one way, but it's like, if you're like, I don't like it that much. Like, I want to just buy prepackaged material.
The early days of the internet when they were like, oh, this allows, like, communities to find each other, right? Where it's like...
And universities to share research.
No, when they were saying, like... You know, like fans of a certain obscure thing can now like
bully
never...
the studio to make
well,
the movie
exactly.
the way they
and,
want.
And like they're like, this is great, and it was all like, and now it's like, oh, this is also a great way for like Nazis to find each other and organize more efficiently.
Yeah.
It's just it turned bad, is what I'm saying.
It's a give and take with the internet. Tim, fluoride was first added to toothpaste in 1914, became widely used in the 60s and 70s to prevent tooth decay and also to make people more pliable to suggestions from the government.
Do you believe that fluoride is a conspiracy?
Nah, because it just like doesn't make sense. It makes a lot more sense that they figured out they could add a little bit of fluoride and that would stop like a huge portion of the population's teeth from that.
Yeah,
that
like aren't by and large, care. Like people's teeth don't rot out of their heads the way.
Yeah, unless they're really being negligent or right. They have underlying problems or whatever. But it seems like it used to just happen naturally
just
all the time.
A matter of course. It's like, yeah. Well, you're 58, so now it's time for your teeth to rot out of your head.
I think the fluoride conspiracy, you know, I feel like you don't even really hear about it that much anymore.
I don't know.
People have kind of moved on to bigger and better conspiracies.
I mean, yeah. People were remarking that, like, conspiracy theories used to be a lot more fun when it was, like, the fun ones, you know? Yeah. And how, like...
Like JFK. Like a presidential assassination.
Or more like, like alien, like certain alien things. Yeah. Or like, and now it's like, these are actually crisis actors and this horrible tragedy didn't happen. And like, now it just seems like you dig at somebody who like really believe, like, oh, like a flat earther, ha, that's funny. But it's like, no, that usually signals that they also believe these deplorable things.
Yeah.
This came up in the context of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I read maybe like the same thing. Yeah. Because, he supposedly like thought Sandy Hook was a false flag event. Oh, it's that kind of stuff. When you get into like false flag type stuff... That I think that might be kind of the line where things get dicey.
Nah, there's a lot before that line too.
Well,
that false flag stuff. Also, like, but it doesn't make any sense. It's like, if they pulled that off.
Yeah.
And then to no end whatsoever.
No, they took all our guns away. Don't you remember?
Yeah, like so they executed this perfectly.
Right.
And everybody was on board, and then like. Literally got zero of what they wanted from it. Like,
yeah.
How are they so adept in this one way and just drop the ball on the other?
Well, I mean, that, yeah.
On step two.
Yeah. And that's
step one, perfectly executed.
Yeah.
Step two, 0%.
If it weren't for that clip that they point to of like the father of a victim, like laughing right before, like the interview started. And that's what people like, look, you know, nobody ever does anything weird right after their.
Yeah. I don't even like that other shit, but like,
but I always think that again about like flat earth when these people get into like, okay, so all like NASA's always of course been in on it. All the pilots of planes are in on it. Why? To what end? Who then makes money off this?
The guys making the globes. It's about the power.
Well, that's what it is. That a lot of these conspiracies, it's always. I mean, even Sandy Hook, it was. Oh, they're gonna use this to take all our guns away just for power. And same thing with like COVID stuff. That it was like they're getting off on the controlling, making everybody wear masks and stay away from each other. It's like that's not no. If you've got a conspiracy about money. Then I'm much more likely to hear you out about like, look, this happened, this happened, this happened. And then this company or person got very rich. Okay. But when it's like, no, it's just about the power. It's that's not how actual shit works.
No.
Especially within the government when it's like so hard to get anything done, but then they can flawlessly take down Building 7 in a controlled demolition for insurance money and nobody found out anything about it. Come on.
Come on.
Get out of town.
fuck Aaron Rodgers forever. That guy sucks.
I mean, he seems like he just really does. Like, even beyond the conspiracy stuff, it seems like he just sucks. Just sucks. Like, the kind of guy.
Shitty guy.
Yeah, the kind of guy that if you, like, got stuck talking to him at a party, you'd be looking around to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a loser. But anyway, and boo the team he plays for, which we all know.
It might surprise you, Tom.
What team is it?
The New York Jets.
The Jets? Oh, no. That's why they're so bad this year, right? Or they're so
bad. He got
bad.
Injured on, like, the second play and was out for the whole season. He tore his ACL.
Wow. And the vaccine did that? Even though he didn't take it?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, it had something to do with
it. Why do we start talking about conspiracy theory?
Fluoride.
Oh, fluoride. Yeah. Fluoride in the... Yes, I don't think that's really a thing. But speaking of NASA, Tim, NASA developed an edible toothpaste for astronauts to use.
Wait, toothpaste isn't edible?
Because spitting in zero gravity can be problematic.
So is farting in space.
Really? Why?
You could ignite the whole International Space
Station. No, I think, like, maybe a spark could be dangerous, but not farting. Probably that oxygen's even...
Tom.
What?
You keep talking about fluoride. I'll tune you out.
So you're telling me that they tell astronauts, hey, once you get up there, no farting.
Yeah.
If anything, I wonder if you have to fart more or less in space with zero gravity.
Well, you're not allowed to, so I hope it's less. I hope it's less.
But I could see it being more.
You know what? Then I would say, you know what? Astronauts, maybe they're heroes.
Maybe they are if they can agree to that. I mean, I guess it's rude to fart in, like, the International Space Station to begin with. Nah, they got oxygen scrubbers. They got to scrub farts out of there, too.
Tom, you just keep talking about the boring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll find this.
In Egypt, they use powder. I already mentioned that.
Yeah.
I guess I did mention that it was powder. In the 1850s, the first toothpaste jar was invented. So it used to not be tubes, it used to come in jars. In the 40s, or before the 40s, toothpaste tubes were made from lead. And that continued till the 1940s. And did you know that the term, get the lead out?
Zeppelin.
Huh? Oh, Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I go down to the basement with
out of your
Coda
system.
And you go get the lead out. That's what people call, like, rocking out to Zepp.
Oh, getting the lead out?
Yeah. Haven't heard this?
I don't think I have ever heard that. I've never been a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Huh.
I don't know if that's and I also got very confused between when I was a kid, Led Zeppelin and Def Leppard.
I was very, yeah.
Right?
Which, like...
Two different bands, you mm-hmm. know, different kinds of music. Not worlds away from each other, but one's a lot more revered than the other, I would say. Get the lead out, Tim. It was from World War II, and when they would say that, it meant get the lead out of the toothpaste tubes because we need more lead for ammunition for the guns. Get the lead out. Hey, boys, get the lead out. We need more lead for guns. Not for the guns. We've got the guns. We need bullets.
We need bullets.
And lead bullets will be good to have. I guess are all bullets lead? Here, eat some lead. That's what the guys say.
We're going to get people writing in. Gun people.
I'm sure it's like... you all right over there?
Yeah. Cold and flu season, Tom. What do you want? I forgot to tell you. I have the flu.
God damn it.
Tom, mm-hmm. according to Discover Magazine,
yeah,
on Earth, farts mm-hmm. are typically no big deal. Smelly, harmless, and they quickly dissipate. But if you're an astronaut, every fart is a ticking time bomb. The gases in farts are flammable. which can quickly become a problem in a tiny pressurized capsule in the middle of space.
If the astronauts are lighting their farts, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they just, I don't know if it's a legal fart, but like the diets.
I could see that they, not that they tell them they can't fart, but that they feed them food that won't make them fart.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
That like farts are bad.
What do you mean that?
What? Farts are bad for the space station.
Yeah. So, but they don't tell the astronauts, we're going to arrest you if you fart. We're just going to, we won't feed you beans or whatever.
Well, is arresting the worst thing you can do to an astronaut? You know what the worst thing is?
What?
Can't come home.
No, you just got to stay up there.
Yeah, you farted. Hey, stay up there another 10 years. Think about what you did.
Hey, guess what? You filled up the space station with fart sound. We can't get rid of them. Now you're just going to live up there. We're going to make a new space station. Maybe that's how that happened. Maybe there's another space station up there with just one guy that's been left alone in there with his farts.
Right.
And they built a new one. The most popular toothpaste flavor, Tim, you're not going to believe this. Mint. But toothpaste
we should have said 1, 2, 3, and maybe we should have said it in
Well, it's too
unison.
late. Other popular flavor, cinnamon, lemon, lime, and bubblegum.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a cinnamon toothpaste?
Not knowingly.
It's weird.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Like it's like more like the hot cinnamon.
Oh,
I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I could see that being all right.
People seem to think that cinnamon is sweet, but they're thinking cinnamon sugar. They're thinking cinnamon toast crunch.
That was going to be my question. Like, do they make it sweet in the toothpaste?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem that I have with this AIM toothpaste. It kind of like taste, and that's why I'm saying it tastes like kids' toothpaste, because I think they like try to make it taste sweet.
I also don't like, I don't need toothpaste to like be that pleasant. Like, I don't feel like, oh, it need like.
Yeah, because you kind of want to feel like you're getting cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, no, this tastes like bubble gum. First of all, it doesn't ever fucking taste like bubble gum. Bubble gum.
He's got guns on the brain. Typical American.
Bubble gum. Mm-hmm. You know. And I was just like, stop. Like, just make it taste like clean.
Yeah. Well.
Like bleach. Just bleach.
Yeah.
The teeth.
I mean, I like the smell of bleach a lot.
Well, okay. And I'm weird for being chalk curious.
Well, I'm not like curious about drinking bleach. I just like the smell of it. You could say you like the smell of chalk, and
I've
wouldn't.
Never smelled chalk, you creep.
Not when you're like bashing them together, bashing the erasers.
I was a good kid. I didn't have to do any. I was in my sailor suit.
Yeah, you were in your sailor suit outside sucking your lolly while I was had my arms out the window bashing the erasers together. Tim, I think now might be a good time for me to reveal my toothpaste.
Okay, yeah, you've brought it here.
I've brought it here.
You've obscured it from me.
Oh, that's the AIM.
You
that's
pulled out AIM. Has oh, no. AIM?
That's AIM. It's Ultramint. And also, I think it's funny, you might know
you're squeezing from this, from the
it's
top.
It's a full one, man. I can live my
You know what? Everybody's like, oh, I hate when people do that. Watch.
Yeah,
there we
exactly.
go.
Exactly, it's fixed.
It's fine. You squeeze from the other
I
end.
I start squeezing from the bottom when I have to, but you notice also on that package to the right, the word gel is in the Disney font.
Yeah, that's
which
nice.
Is kind of weird. But yeah, it looks like a gel. It's nice. Yeah. But that toothpaste I don't like. Tim, here's the toothpaste that I do like.
Holy fucking shit, Tom!
Wow,
Are
we toothpaste pals?
We're toothpaste bros. We never even knew it.
What? Oh, my God. Well, should we reveal? Should we say this at the same time?
Arm and Hammer Advance White.
Yeah, this is the stuff, man. The standard of purity. Arm and Hammer, the baking soda company. Stain defense technology. Clean mint flavor. This is the best toothpaste, in my opinion.
You know what? I agree. Why do we think that? Why are we just, oh, well, it's the thing that sucks the smells out of the refrigerator. It must be good for
I think, I mean, honestly, I think it was a pretty, we did not know that we're toothpaste brothers, but I think our conversation before hinted at that it's like, no, I don't want it to taste very good. Yeah. I want it to taste clean.
Mm-hmm.
And baking, what is it, baking soda?
Mm-hmm. Baking soda.
Not baking powder. So good. Give it two different names, you idiots.
Yeah. I think baking soda should have a more badass name.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're not you.
Clean powder.
Clean powder. yeah, clean powder.
He's writing it down.
get arm and or hammer on the phone. Get that Hollywood freak Army Hammer on the phone.
It just, I don't know, it tastes clean without tasting artificial, I think is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
If you haven't, and look, you know, we're over here shilling the Arm and Hammer. You can try another, I'm sure there are other baking, I think Tom's makes like a baking soda toothpaste, the natural toothpaste company. If you haven't tried a baking soda toothpaste, I highly recommend it. I don't necessarily know if it's doing a better job cleaning or like...
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's making my breath a little better because I would think like if it can suck the bad smells out of a fridge, what can it do in your mouth? You know?
Mm-hmm. Tom, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So I'm on healthline.com, where my homepage, and I'm reading about the advantages, the pros and cons of baking soda toothpaste.
I was not aware there were any cons.
There are advantages. Reduces plaque and gingivitis.
10 years off your life. Well, that's right here on the packaging, Tim. It says up to 3 times more plaque removal.
Yeah. May reduce bacteria.
Yeah, which makes sense because of the baking soda.
Whitens teeth.
Yep.
Is inexpensive. Oh, you know, okay, wait.
Are they just talking about using baking soda?
They are just talking about using baking soda.
Which is also a thing you can do. Just because, mix it up with a little water. That's what I should have done when I was out of toothpaste. God damn it.
But here, because I got really worried. Because I thought they were talking
take
about...
the baking powder out of the fridge or the baking soda out of the fridge. It would taste all... It would taste like fish or something.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It tastes like salmon. But it said lack of fluoride is a con. But like there's
but
fluoride
this has
in
fluoride
there.
In
okay.
It.
They were just talking about using baking soda as toothpaste, which isn't... You know, look, in a pinch, maybe, but you stop being... Come on, don't be that kind of person.
I mean, I think I would kind of respect that person more than somebody that buys Tom's of Maine.
Really?
Yeah, just because that's like more dedication to me. You know?
Wait, dedication?
That's like, you know what? You care so much about like avoiding fluoride and or whatever and just being all natural that you're just mixing some powder into your mouth. Now, let me ask you this, Tim. Let me ask you another apparently controversial question. Mm-hmm. Oh, when did I just heard this recently.
I feel like you have a bad impression of Tom's of Maine.
I don't have a negative. I just think...
Oh, you know what? They have a fennel-flavored toothpaste. Ew. All right, enough. Enough, Tom. One time I had an older coworker, who was in like his 60s.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was talking to this young girl. Like, he's talking about, like, I was in my 20s. I think he's talking about someone my age. He's like, she's kind of like a real, like, Tom's of Maine girl, if you know what I mean. I was like, I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
That was
you're speaking my language.
Yeah. You old man.
I just see that as like it's fine. I'm not, I guess I came off wrong when I said I respect that more than a Tom's of Maine. That doesn't mean that I don't have respect. If you're buying toothpaste and you want to buy that toothpaste, it's fine. It's about the same price. It's about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I consider that like to me, that's me looking at all the bread and buying like wheat bread and thinking, all right, look at me. I'm a health nut. Right. I don't think it's like that big of a deal. But if you're making your own baking soda toothpaste, then I'm like, all right, you're a weird guy.
You're
like
one of
it.
These guys that are just like, unless you're doing the most disgusting thing, you're just some fucking poser.
Yeah,
that's trying
pretty
to,
much.
Yeah, okay.
Stop being a toothpaste poser.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, that some people, when they're brushing their teeth, they put the toothpaste right in their mouth instead of on the toothbrush?
Who does this?
I'm trying to remember. I saw something recently. And it's
freaking out.
It's
over
somebody
here.
That claims they invented it, that they like invented the idea.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because it's a dumb
it's a
idea.
Bad,
yeah.
I invented putting toothpaste in my ear. You can do it, sure, but why?
Applying it to the brush and then applying it to your teeth?
Yeah. You're
tried and true, my friend.
You're not skipping a step doing it that way.
Yeah.
You're making it less hygienic because then how are you cutting it off? Are you just like biting or closing your mouth so then your mouth is touching the toothpaste? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when you're putting it on the brush, you just move the tube down and the brush up and it naturally
I do one
comes
or the
apart.
Other. I don't do both at the same time. That's
well, I'm just saying if you want to be sure.
Yeah.
But if it's like in your mouth, you're also probably using too much toothpaste.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Which is not doing anything. Here we go. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about toothpaste. You need a pea-sized amount of toothpaste.
You ever put too much on there, and then the first time you spit, there's just a big glob of that comes out?
Which is what I feel like would happen if you just put it in your mouth, because then it's not all going to get spread around unless you like keep going back to that part of your mouth with the brush or something.
Right. I don't know who... this was some fringe weird. Was this Aaron Rodgers?
Might have been Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, but it just struck me as like the kind of thing, you know, sometimes you hear about something, you go, huh, I never thought about that. This happened and I said, I never thought about that. That's stupid. That's why I never thought about it, because that's just not, you're not saving yourself a step or improving anything. You're just doing something wrong to be stupid, which honestly I won't stand for. Do you know what the little, little thing of toothpaste on the brush is called? Like, especially when you see it, like it might be on that packaging, like the little, like the little photogenic.
Oh, yeah.
Toothpaste.
Like a little S kind of.
Yeah. The iconic depiction of a wave-shaped blob of toothpaste sitting on a toothbrush is called a nurdle.
A nurdle?
Yeah. N-U-R-D-L-E.
Oh, I thought you said, and you are a nurdle.
And you are a nurdle.
Tom,
is that why you'd start crying?
My tears had started welling up in my eyes as you were saying.
Is that why the bottom lip of your mouth is shaking?
Quivering, yeah. Is it weird that we're an hour into this episode of toothpaste and neither one of us has said the words Crest or Colgate?
Oh, well, boy. Wouldn't they love that? They're boring. They're bland
you're
brands.
You're fucking boring, Crest. Yeah. I mean, you're not as perfect as Arm & Hammer.
Yeah.
You're not as lowbrow and down and dirty as AIM.
Yeah, get lost, you losers.
You're not a poser like
Toms of
Maine.
Yeah. You're not an OG like baking soda. Tim, I'm going to do the plugs, and I've got two very interesting things to say about toothpaste. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media links there, our subreddit, our Discord. Those have both been hopping lately. A lot of fun. Check them
Tom,
out.
Tom, I will say the Discord
is
number one where I got the idea for next week's episode.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And also for the next book that we're going to read on Books the Podcast. What's Books the Podcast, you ask?
Well, you can find out about it at patreon.com/ complete guide where you can find books to podcasts. I know it's confusing a little bit, but it'd be more confusing if it was books to podcasts. Anyway, patreon.com/complete guide. This week, we're wrapping up The Way of the Wolf by Jordan Belfort by watching The Wolf of Wall Street by Martin Scorsese. Marty, we call him.
Marty.
And we're going to be talking about that. That's this week's episode. Next week, we'll be starting a new book. And you can sign up and you can get back episodes of all the Patreon episodes. There are hundreds of episodes of Books of Podcasts now, too. And there's also tiers where you can get early and ad-free, patreon.com/complete guide. And you can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
You follow me at your pal, Tim. Yeah, sorry about that, Tom. I screwed up the whole flow of the plugs.
No, that's fine. Tim, two things I want to talk about with toothpaste. First, I highly recommend going to Wikipedia and checking out. They have like diagrams of how toothpaste that have stripes in them work. And how I don't know if I could even explain it through the podcast, because honestly, I don't think I completely could wrap my head around it. But you can take like a toothpaste that has stripes in it, mash the hell out of it, and it will still squeeze out the stripes, man. The way it works is pretty fat. It's like pretty low, you know, it's not like a crazy technology in there, but it's like how they
three compartments.
Yeah, like how they engineered the compartments so that you can't really like mix everything up ahead of time. That always comes out that way. It's mostly that the stripes are like all in the top part and they're getting applied as everything goes out. But it's neat stuff.
What about Mentadent?
I did get real into Mentadent for a minute.
Is that the one that always had the tower that you had to push down on? It's like a big like plastic a pump. Tower.
Yeah, a pump one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might get back into Mentadent.
Tim, why not? Hey, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
My mom used to work for a dentist's office. She worked, you know, for like decades. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time she would bring home Mentadent. I think like when it first came out, they were like, hey, we got a new thing we're trying out.
Yeah.
We'd love if you guys. But what was the deal with it? Was it just the first whitening toothpaste, I think?
Yeah, mate. Something I think like they just tried to make it seem ultra. They tried to really differentiate it.
Yeah, by having the pump.
Yeah. This is like the real stuff. This is like industrial grade toothpaste for
you. Yeah. I think it was also like the first white, or the first that like marketed also, like, itself as whitening.
Toothpaste is all the same, right? We're.
I mean, there are whitening agents in some whitening toothpaste. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know how much of a difference they would make. You ever do the strips, the Crest white strips? Speaking of Crest,
no, I'm afraid to because I have sensitive teeth.
Yeah,
I'm that's gonna like,
yeah, it hurts.
Mess with them. Yeah,
I've used them before, like occasionally, and yeah, they kind of burns because I think it's using bleach to like whiten your teeth. I've had. Teeth. I've used like a tray too with like gel to whiten my teeth.
There's also the infrared light or something. There.
Yeah, I have one of those too, where you can put the strip on and then you put the light in your mouth, and apparently that helps it. And yeah, with those, if you do it for like I don't know how long you're supposed to, like a week or two, like you definitely do notice a difference, but it also hurts. While you're doing it, so
no pain, no gain.
Yeah, it's true.
No light, no white.
Yeah. And the thing I'll leave you with, Tim, is everybody knows that it makes orange juice taste bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does that because it's sodium lauryl sulfate used as a surfactant. I think that just means like an irritant, it alters taste perception. It can break down phospholipids that inhibit taste receptors for sweetness, giving food a bitter taste.
Right.
So that's why orange juice tastes bitter instead of sweet. Everybody knows this. What I did not know was this. In contrast, apples are known to taste more pleasant after using toothpaste.
We give that a shot tomorrow.
Yeah, that there's a food and like, hey, I mean, we are talking apples and oranges here, but we're not really talking apples and oranges. They're both fruit. So close to each other. One made to taste bad, the other made to taste better. How? Okay. And you're saying it has to do with the sweet? Well, guess what? Apples are sweet too, you idiots.
Give it a shot before you start taking down these scientists.
Fine. But, Tim, if I give this a shot and it works, I owe Aaron Rodgers a big apology because he's right. The scientists are wrong and we should be listening to idiot football players.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.